Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, A Court of Mist and Fury, the enthralling second installment in Sarah J. Maas's A Court of Thorns and Roses series, elevates the tale of Feyre Archeron to new heights. Following the harrowing events at Under the Mountain, Feyre struggles with the physical and emotional scars left by Amarantha. While adapting to her new life in the Spring Court with Tamlin, she realizes that her ordeal has fundamentally changed her. The arrival of Rhysand, the enigmatic High Lord of the Night Court, complicates matters further, revealing truths about Feyre, her powers, and the wider world that she could not have anticipated. This novel intricately weaves themes of love, trauma, and empowerment through a vibrant tapestry of magic, political intrigue, and unexpected alliances, making it a standout in the young adult fantasy genre. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of Feyre Archeron. Feyre Archeron's journey is at the heart of A Court of Mist and Fury, showcasing her evolution from a survivor of trauma to a formidable and empowered individual. After enduring unthinkable torture under Amarantha's rule, Feyre finds herself struggling with a form of post-traumatic stress, casting a shadow over her relationship with Tamlin and her own sense of self. Her transition from the Spring Court to the Night Court marks a pivotal moment in her character development. Under Rhysand's guidance, she starts to uncover the depths of her power and the potential for healing and growth. This journey is not just about Feyre embracing her new Fey identity, but also about finding strength within herself, challenging traditional notions of love and loyalty, and ultimately discovering where her true allegiances lie. Secondly, the complexity of Rhysand, the enigmatic High Lord of the Night Court, emerges as a complex character transcending the initial perceptions of him as a villain. His strategic acts of cruelty and manipulation at Under the Mountain are revealed to be part of a larger plan to protect his people and defy Amarantha. Throughout A Court of Mist and Fury, Rhys's layers are painstakingly peeled back, unveiling a character driven by love, loyalty, and a deep-seated desire for equality among the Fey courts. His relationship with Feyre is central to the narrative, challenging her preconceptions and encouraging her empowerment. Rhysand's role intricately links to the broader themes of sacrifice, leadership, and the moral complexities of war and politics in the Fey realm. Thirdly, the role of power and magic. Power and magic are central themes that course through the veins of A Court of Mist and Fury, influencing character dynamics, plot development, and the book's intricate world-building. The novel explores the various manifestations of power, from the raw elemental magic wielded by High Fey to the more subtle, insidious forms of manipulation practiced within the courts. Through Feyre's eyes, readers experience the awe-inspiring and at times terrifying aspects of Fey magic, but also its limitations and costs. The introduction of the cauldron, a source of untold power in creation, adds a layer of urgency to the narrative, posing existential threats but also offering opportunities for profound change. This duality of magic as both destroyer and savior mirrors the character's internal struggles with their own capabilities and desires. Fourthly, the political intrigue of the Fey Courts. The intricacies of the Fey Courts play a significant role in shaping the narrative of A Court of Mist and Fury. The political maneuverings, alliances, and betrayals provide a rich backdrop against which the personal journeys of the characters unfold. The tension between the courts, particularly the Night Court versus the rest, is fraught with historical grievances, prejudices, and strategic interests. Rhysand's secretive efforts to unite the courts against a common enemy highlight the complexities of Fey politics, where appearances can be deceiving, and loyalty is a negotiable commodity. This element of the narrative underscores the themes of power, justice, and the quest for peace in a divided world, making the political landscape as compelling as the characters who navigate it. Lastly, themes of love, trauma, and healing. At its core, A Court of Mist and Fury is a profound exploration of love, trauma, and the path to healing. The relationships between characters, particularly between Feyre and Rhysand, serve as vehicles for examining these themes. Love is depicted in its myriad forms, from the passionate, destructive love between Feyre and Tamlin to the deep, soulful connection she develops with Rhysand. The novel does not shy away from the harsh realities of trauma, both physical and emotional, presenting it as an ordeal that shapes but does not define the individual. Feyre's journey of healing is emblematic of the strength required to confront and overcome past horrors. with love acting as both a trigger and a balm for such wounds. This exploration of love and healing speaks to the resilience of the human and fey spirit, offering hope and redemption in the face of darkness. In conclusion, A Court of Mist and Fury is a must-read for fans of epic fantasy, complex character dynamics, and richly constructed worlds. Its exploration of themes such as empowerment, love, trauma, and the quest for identity makes it particularly resonant for readers navigating their own journeys of self-discovery. Sarah J. Maas's skillful storytelling ensures that readers are not just observers, but are emotionally invested in the fates of Fair, Rhysand, and the vibrant cast of characters that populate the Fey realms. This novel challenges and expands upon traditional fairy tale tropes, offering a story that is as thought-provoking as it is enthralling. Whether you're drawn to the allure of magic and mythical creatures, or the intricate dance of politics and power, A Court of Mist and Fury provides a compelling narrative that speaks to the resilience of the spirit in the face of adversity. If you would like to support Sarah J. Maas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.